Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Look in verse number 3. Who sat down on the right hand of the majesty, on the right hand of the majesty on high? Jesus Christ is now sitting on the right hand of the throne of God, and we read later, ever interceding for the saints. No, he has that position and authority. No one else has that. There are no seats for the angels around the throne of God. Think about that. You don't find any seats for angels, because they are busy constantly praising God and serving Him. We find them standing before God, but the Son is sitting. Jesus is not the subject. In other words, He's the sovereign. The angels are the subjects. They serve. Jesus Christ is now, He's the sovereign. That's why He's sitting and the angels are standing. And then let me close this in verse number 14. Are not they all ministering spirits? Again, speaking of the angelic world, the angelic beings. Now, there are different types of angels. Again, one of these days when I get through the book of Hebrews, we'll have a study of angelology. We think of angels as angels. No, God created different beings. There's a seraph, the cherub. You know, all these other beings in there are what called are angels. Had a wonderful study in the book of Daniel chapter 8 here Thursday. And Daniel mentions two angels, only two by name in the book of Daniel. Who are they? And Daniel, Gabriel and Michael. Daniel mentions those. Now, let me hit this and we're going to move on. There's only one archangel. That's Michael. Gabriel is never referred to as an archangel. Never. A lot of people will put him in that category. But only Michael is the archangel. He's the supreme head angel, if you will. Gabriel has a, and there's a reason for this, and I wish when we get into the angelology, we could look at that. Satan, Lucifer had some angels under him. Gabriel has angels under him, and Michael had angels under him. And again, that's why you read the book of Jude. They left their first estate, and they went to the underworld. And who are these? These are demons or good angels that followed Lucifer, and they were under Michael's order or Gabriel's order, and they left their first habitation. And because of that, they're in the underworld. Y'all understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. The ones, the demons that are loose today on this earth, were under Lucifer's domain, and they followed him. They didn't leave their first. Are y'all following?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, so we see they. And by the way, you're not going to see angels. They're ministering spirits. Now, understand Hebrews. We're going to read about entertaining angels unawares. We'll get to that point, but I doubt you've seen an angel. We talked about this before. And angels don't have wings. There are no baby angels. So many things that we talk about, angelology, so much misconception. Don't let Hollywood or some book shape your thought about biblical doctrine. Okay, you get it from God's word. Okay. They're ministering spirits. In other words, they're meant to serve. Two things, and I'm going to close with this. I believe we have guardian angels. And I'm going to give you some scripture for that. Now, there are some preachers that would disagree with that, because why do we need guardian angels? We have the Spirit of God within us, and He will protect us. I understand. God could do anything, but at the same time, I believe He assigns angels to us to protect us, and I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures for that. I also believe that some of y'all need more guardian angels than I do. Amen, preacher. All right. I believe they help us and protect us in ways that we can't even imagine. And I'm not taking that lightly. We talked about being in an automobile accident and somehow or things that happen, and all of a sudden you're pushed that way. I don't take those things lightly. Okay. Psalm 34, verse number 7. Let me go in verse number 6. This poor man cried, the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them. Okay. Now, in Matthew chapter number 18, another reference to angels protecting. Verse number 10, Matthew 18:10. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels, notice that possessive, I'm not an English major, but I think Kyler is that possessive pronoun or whatever that thing is. I just belong, their angel, their, it belongs to them, that their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Isn't it amazing Jesus said that about these little ones, that they're angels? So you can believe what you want. You know, again, and I may get some calls. I know this goes out on the internet and radio and different things like that. I may get some calls. But I believe that God allows angels to watch out over us. Let me finish this rest of this chapter. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister, to serve? For them, who shall be the heirs of salvation? Who are they serving? The Bible says, for them, who shall be heirs of salvation? You know, angels are not heirs of salvation. Angels are not saved. They're on a probation period. In other words, angels today can't be saved in today. When Satan fell, those who followed those angels that followed Satan forever, they are eternally doomed. Those who stayed true, let me just put it in simple terms, those who stayed true, they will always, they'll never be saved. They know nothing about redemption. Boy, well, I can't wait to get an angel. I love studying angel. They're not saved. So they're not heirs of salvation. Angels are never said to be heirs of God or of salvation. Angels cannot be redeemed. But we find out in Romans chapter number 8, verse number 17, that believers are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Verse number 17, Romans chapter number 8. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. I told you before, and we'll close with this. We go to cemeteries. We got Ray Deardorff. He worked at Currency for years, and Eddie, now he worked at, did a lot of funerals. I go to do a lot of funerals, and you go into these funeral cemeteries. Sometimes you see a little tombstone of a little baby had died, and they'd say, gone to be an angel. Well, understand the thought. It's a sweet thought. But listen, they're better than the angels. These little babies are better than what the angels. Those angels will never attain what we will be like. Never. Jesus Christ was better than the angels, and we're going to be like him. Amen. Jesus, let me close, people are coming in. Jesus is better than the prophets, he's better than the angels. No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And that's what the Hebrews book is all about. Jesus is so much better, and I'm so glad I know him. I'm so glad I know him. How about you? Our Father, we love you. We thank you for this word. Lord, there's so much here. We could spend, again, hours and hours this morning just touching on what we just spoke about. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for this word. Lord, we thank you for that great salvation, for the price that he paid on Calvary, for his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And we pray for his soon coming. Our Father, until you come for us, may we be found faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's prepare for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now, until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.